Welcome back. Blasphemous number 94. Once again, man down. He's, I believe he might be under the influence up at his house. He could be, he may have, he's probably not awake to be fair, but I'm pretty sure he's up by himself at the old, actually, I don't know what they call it, the Casa de la Boys, I'll call it. And he was having a bit of fun yesterday. So Val's not here, but Law was here, baby.
Val's a fun guy.
So we'll try and get Val on eventually. He's been hit and miss. Try and get him back down this way. Get him on the fucking, steer him in the right direction. 2 weeks. It's been because last week, bit of a trip up to Nelson's.
Oh, man.
Anything to report on quickly?
I love golf. Turns out I'm really good at it.
At least 3 holes.
Yep.
That's about it.
That's it, yeah. Golf's good. That's all I can report on.
Yeah. I had a shocker. I threw up on Petey's feet.
Did ya?
When we're playing the drinking games. Came off, went up, fucking rushed into the bathroom for up at his feet. I was just cleaning up. I go, fuck, lucky it's you. At least I know you somewhat. I was like, man, it's just one of the random folks I've never met.
Oh, that's so good.
So yeah, that was fucking, wasn't embarrassing because I was pissed, but it was like, fuck me, you're an idiot. So shout out Petey if you're listening. Oztag legend. Start off in the basketball. LeBron's hoping for a 3-year, $150 million deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if... I can imagine the Lakers will pay it because they haven't really got anyone else. But fuck me, if you're paying that for a 40... What's he going to be? 40... I don't even, what is he now? 38, 39?
No, he's 40.
Is he 40? Bullshit. He's a fucking... Or 39. 40
this year?
Yeah. December, but.
Yeah, okay, right.
So he'd be, what, contract this year, so 3 years, turns four. So he'd be turning 42. 42-year-old LeBron, the 50 mil? That's steep.
It's steep, but as an owner, you're paying that in, I know you're cap tied then, but merch sales and stuff, you're going to.
Plus Bronny.
Can't wait.
I saw he's been removed from the mock draft, this year's mock draft, and he's been pushed to next year.
Yeah.
Would he be even close to the NBA prospects if he wasn't LeBron's
son? Oh, no way. No way.
You do see sometimes these fucking college players average like 5 points, but it's like they've just got like a body that they're going to grow into. They're like,
yeah,
they've got
yeah,
potential.
Yeah.
Does he have potential?
Yeah, shit. Give him another year. Like,
he's just come back from a heart attack, mate.
True.
I keep saying that. Look, I can't speak on it, but I'm like, I don't know how long it takes to get over cardiac arrest at 18.
Yeah, no idea what the lingering effects are, but.
Right, but every comment I see about Bronny, they're like, he's just had a heart attack 3 months ago. Let him get back into it.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
Give him another year in college. What's it going to hurt?
No, nothing. LeBron's sticking around anyway. He wants to play with
him. Yeah.
LeBron's not looking fucking any worse. Averaging like 27, 9, and 9.
So good.
And he entered the history books during the week. First player to score 40,000. So shout out there. I think technically second because Oscar Smith did, but he didn't play in the NBA at all. He's an international bloke. And then on the Aussie scene, we had Patty Mills still in the NBA, baby, after getting waived by the Hawks, signed with the Heat. I don't know if he'll play much there either.
Fuck, I was waiting for him to sign with Boston, like.
He'd be perfect.
I'm on the Boston store waiting to get a jersey, and then he just ends up at the Heat.
Yeah, I don't know why the Heat. They do have a bit of guards. Boston, where would he fit in Boston's?
It doesn't matter. I just want him there.
Just the jersey.
Yeah. Just the jersey, yeah.
So I think Patty, he'll be making Heat in the playoffs. I think they're a bit lower, but they might go on a run again like last year. And we'll see how much he plays. And then the other Aussie, Ben Simmons, done for the year.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah. Good on him.
Nerve impingement in his lower back.
It happens.
Yeah. I fucking need this question answered. Is he just luckless with injuries, or have the 76ers and Nets and his teams just fucked up his recovery?
Nah, I think he's taking the piss.
You reckon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this back injury's been around for like 2 years. Surely an NBA team, whether I said, if not, it could be just taking the piss.
Nah, I reckon he's taking the piss. Fuck, I don't have to go to work. I'm on workers comp.
Fuck, you reckon he's done?
He should be.
NBL?
Fuck, would you sign him? Oh, he only has to play once a week.
Yeah. That's what the NBA should do.
Just play once a week.
Yeah, fuck it. Then we just need you every marquee, every Friday night.
Yeah.
And the NBL, actually, the NBL is in the finals, baby. Kings lost in the play-in. Someone else lost. They're in the fucking finals. Semi-finals, I should say. You got Hawks v. Melbourne. Game 3 today. I don't know what the fuck the series are. Have a quick look.
I think they're a 3-game series.
Yes, I think semis are 3-5.
And then 5 in the finals?
I think so.
Yeah.
So you got, oh no, Kings, Bray. Oh, here we go, semis. And then Wildcats, Jack Jumpers. Oh, they might both. No, that makes no sense. Yeah, I don't know. NBL can't keep up with it. Fucking, their draws all over the place. So yeah,
Brian Goodwin signed with
the Kings.
Yeah, with the Kings.
He was. Was he coaching the NBL team? No, just Australia.
Nah, yeah, just the Aussies.
I don't know. Brian used to be a good coach. Still a good coach, possibly.
We'll see. He wants Xavier Cooks back.
Sure not.
But said probably not to Patty Mills.
They won't get Paddy. Paddy will go to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Xavier, he was still, he's still playing in the NBA. He signed like a 2-deal.
Nah, they waived him.
Oh, did they? Fuck.
Yeah, he's in Europe or
China, CBA.
Maybe Japan. Maybe somewhere.
Weird.
Yeah.
Who was he, got waived by Washington?
Yeah.
Chiba Jets Funabashi. The B League, yeah. Which is, yeah, Japan.
Yeah.
Shout out. What's he?
Gonna get a jersey.
Play for the Wellington Saints too. What the fuck? Can't even look at his stats anyway. Xavier Cooks, come back to the Kings, win a chip. The cricket, Alisa Healy's channeled her inner Andrew Simons in the Women's Premier League, smashed a streaker, crash tackled him over there. Will Pekoski, another fucking concussion for the boy.
Yeah. Fuck, mate, it's, some things aren't worth it, eh? Like,
should he done?
Yeah. Yeah, I was all for letting him go, but now it's just,
I think it's like 20 plus concussions.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And, yeah, like some of you, they had their stats up the other day. Some of them are just like, one time he got concussed, he kicked a volleyball into his head during warm-up.
Yeah.
That's fucking, like, that is crazy. Like, does he just have a weak head, or is it just because he's had so many concussions
there? Yeah, you just keep hitting it. It's just going to get worse and worse.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens there with young Will Pekoski. And then the Aussies, we finished the T20 series in a whitewash 3-0, and then moved on to the Test series. First Test we won. Cam Green was the difference, 174 not in the first innings. After in a bit of a struggle streak, combined with Hazelwood for the 4-5's 10th wicket partnership in Test. Got the winning. Gazza got the win for us. Pfeiffer in the second innings, 172 runs. It took 10 for the match. And then second Test, day 4 today, I think. I'm not too sure, but
shit, I just looked at it.
We rolled them on day 1. They lost 8-60 to get out for, oh, I think,
day 2 stumps. So today's day 3.
Oh, is it? Fuck, that's gone quick.
Jeez, a lot's happened.
Yeah, they're already in the fucking third innings. So we rolled them, then we came out. I think we only were up by, oh, maybe we were up by 100 or so. And then Kiwis, they're 2-100 odd, leading by 40 odd. So it's going to make interesting viewing, I guess, see how we go on the fourth innings because our batters are struggling.
It's just that one that stands out that gets us over the line. Yeah. Like Labuschagne hit
90,
yeah.
Actually, that was one of my headlines, but he hit a 90. I was like, when are we going to start to talk about Marnus's form? Averaging 32.5. In his last 35 innings, which, to be fair, is not a, like, it's not a fucking fantastic, but it's a decent average compared to probably what would fucking come up.
Yeah. Nah, gotta be higher.
Would you drop him?
The
35 innings is a fucking big,
like, if he failed this test, I'd drop him.
Like, they're like, they go for like dips and ebbs and flows. Like, how fucking much, how long can you go in a dip?
Yeah.
Before you're like, no, you're just fucking shit now.
Yeah. So they've been ruthless with some players and patient with others. Like,
well, I think they've just got in this head that, oh, everything I hear is like, this is our best six bats in the country. Because that's why they got Cam Green back in, which has worked out because he's looked all right at number 4 so far.
Yeah.
But still, like, Smithy, opener hasn't worked outside that one inning so far. It's still only, what, fucking 4 tests deep?
Yeah.
190 odd. Uzi's sort of, his form hasn't really last these two test series, I can't remember West Indies, but this one he hasn't really scored. Yeah. Marnus, Cam Green and Marnus, and then Travis Head falling off too.
Yeah.
I think he had a pretty ordinary summer, or summer too, actually, against South Africa as well. So I don't know what we're going to do. I honestly back the Kiwis to beat. I don't even know what the fucking odds are. I reckon the Kiwis get us. They look on for a big score, but they could get rolled again.
Yeah, the bowling attack's always been Australia's strength, hasn't it?
Matt Henry fucking can bowl that kid.
Yeah.
So good. Fuck, where is the odds? Surely we're the favourites. $1.50. Ooh.
Kiwis, you reckon?
I don't mind that. $2.60. Kiwis. They're already what? 100 and... No, sorry. Only like 40 ahead. Yeah. Then R2 versus Bahrain just popped up. Stop it. I'll be watching that. Yeah. 40 runs ahead. Latham 65 not. Ravindra 11. Look, I'm not going to do it because that'd be stupid. But $125. Funners Club?
Fuck. I don't even get me started. I was panicked. You know, he was close to scoring too.
He scored it, but they're not good. Yeah. I was sitting there going, oh my God, imagine if that's how we get a try and nothing.
Yeah.
But,
you know, that was my thought in putting the bet on as well. Crossfield kick, he's a tall unit, he's going to come down with it, just jag it. Like, that was my whole thought process.
Yeah, we are speaking about Punters Club that we have started, that me, Lawler, Bow, Skip, and Smitty. Smitty, I don't think Smitty's ever got a mention on the potty, but there you go. We just came back from his bucks, first mention. We're none from two. 2 weeks in, no winners so far.
None from three. Oh, none from two guys, yeah.
Yeah, none gotcha. From two. Yeah. Sorry, none from four bets. Bow had four bets. Three bets.
Did he? Yeah, wow.
Yeah, he had an NRL multi, yeah. Which got fuck. Done first leg. Try-scoring. Actually, his try-scoring multi wasn't... He had Walsh, Trail score, but Cheese just didn't score, which I was surprised he put the Cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese was a bold play in Vegas, but you got to respect. I think he was paying like 40s. But hopefully we turn it around. We'll see how we go. And then the other cricketing series going on, India v. England. Fourth test. They suffered their first series loss under McCullen. They lost 7 for 35. Stokes post-game was pretty, I wouldn't say chipper, but his quote was, there was a view that we didn't have a chance in hell of even competing with India, but even today that wasn't an easy win, and I think they would admit that.
I don't know what world they live in.
I don't know if they've grown up. I don't know what England's like, but in Australia, you either win or you lose.
Yeah. I think it's they've gotten to the. I think they just sit in their change room and go, boys, we'll take the piss out of this. Hey, like, I'm about to go into the press conference. I'm going to say something real stupid. Because they're on tour and stuff. They'll all just giggle about it, read all the papers and stuff, and go, fuck, how good's this? Surely. Because they can't actually believe the shit they spin.
I reckon half of them do. Maybe not Ben Stokes. Bairstow. I reckon Bairstow does. Joe Root definitely does. Zach Crawley, I reckon, does. They all just seem like fucking dumbass palms. Or not dumbass, just thick palms. We've got no idea.
Yeah.
And then the fifth test wrapped up, I think last night, India won by an innings and 64 runs. Jimmy Anderson became the third bowler to reach 700, first fast bowler to do so, but he'd done it in the morning and they got rolled by an innings and so overshadowed. And then I don't know if you saw the trio of reviews they had.
Nah.
Oh, my God. Fucking hilarious. You got to watch the video. It's like... I don't know if it was an offie or something. Spinner bowls, Johnny Bairstow clearly nicks it, Takeeva reviews it. I don't even think he's batty at the ground. Like, it was just, he played like a cover drive, reviewed it, hit it. They lost 3 for none in this time. And then I think it was Joe Root. What did he do? I think it was a spinner. He went like back foot, hit him like halfway up, crashing into middle and leg, reviewed it, lost that review. So they're down to review. And then Stokes is one. Spinner around the wicket to him, lefty. Just darts, hits him in front of the middle, and he reviewed it. And like, what are you doing? Are you all fucking right?
Fuck, there's probably needs to be an investigation into that. Sounds like,
it was her, like, to lose, like, sometimes you have shit reviews and like, yeah, but this was like bang, bang, bang. As I said, they lost 3 for none in this time, all shit reviews. But yeah, so shout out, I don't know, who do you hate more, India or England, the cricket team?
Wow.
I was India, but I think ever since baseball started, England are running away from it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be the same, I think.
Because India didn't really... India, my hatred for India was mostly Kohli.
Yeah.
Because Kohli was good, and he'd talk shit, and he'd back it up, and you'd go, fuck you, you're an idiot.
Yeah, see, I'd love that. I'd love that. I just the doctoring pictures and stuff like that, like setting them on fire in the middle of the night and having food that makes you shit yourself and just the general idea. Just in general. Yeah.
I actually don't hate the cricket team. I just hate the country.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was the question. Yeah, no, I hate the country. Yeah. I'd be happy to never go back there.
I reckon we do our first live show in India. Fuck, get a big crowd.
Followers, just from the
views.
Just from setting up on the side of the street and having 17 million people walk past you.
But yeah, shout out India and England. We play, I said, after this test for the Aussies, we don't play till India come in the summer, which will be a huge series. Boxing, Timmy Zhu will be stripped of his WBO title if he loses to Keith Urban in Vegas this month. But if he wins, he could be catapulted into a huge fight with undisputed welterweight king Terence Crawford, which will be interesting. A massive fight has just been booked. Jake Paul, see, he's fighting.
Well, this is fucked, eh? This is so fucked.
57-year-old Mike Tyson?
When are people going to realise that this isn't fun or cool or anything? This is fucked. Like,
I can't.
How old your old boy?
50.
Okay, so he's not even close. Like,
so that's 7 years.
57's fucking.
And then did you see all the, have you seen the poster for it?
No.
It's just the poster for it. And then I think it was a Sports Bible article. They're like, they photoshopped a photo of Mike Tyson from like, I think it was like 10 years ago. Like, and they could tell because they photoshopped the tattoo, like a new tattoo that he's got within that 10 years onto him to make him look sort of younger and bigger. They're just like, you're a fucking joke.
Now, look, he's still got the fucking punching power, but he's 57 years old. Like,
yeah. Now, that's another question. You're talking about England. Is Jake Paul sitting back in his house at night going, fuck, I'm just taking the world for a ride here?
Oh, for sure. He's making, like, millions off it. Millions. And Ben Stokes and Johnny Bairstow have red hair. Like,
I just, surely you're not buying the fight.
Fuck no. Fuck no. That is, like, I wouldn't watch it if it were on free to air.
Like, how can, I don't know, I can't remember what his last fight was or if he made, he would have made coin, obviously, but, like, what are you watching the fight for? If he wins, like, it's, oh, my God, you beat a 57-year-old Mike Tyson. If he loses, you just get all the social reaction anyway. Like, yeah. Are you just watching hoping he loses? I'm assuming so.
Yeah.
But then, fucking, you're wasting money because his chances are he's going to win. He's picking opponents to win. He's going to be like.
Does he, though, like, I know, yeah.
I think the last bloke he fought was that fucking bloke who had like one fight in the last 6 years and pumped him in the first round.
Fuck.
It's like, he picks blokes and then he
says. The most fuck thing is, Mike Tyson is the most feared man on the planet. Yeah. And he will be paid an absolute bomb to lose this fight. And he's going to take it because he needs the cash. He's a fucking degenerate. And then everyone of the new generation, the people that like these, like Jake Paul, you know, he beat the most feared man on the planet. He's a fucking weapon. Like, that's now going to be history, which is fucked. I hope Tyson just goes out and pumps him. But
imagine,
but like I said, fair play to them. Like the Paul brothers, they are.
Yeah. Their marketing team very good.
Hey?
Their marketing
team. Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant what they're doing, but this is just fucking too far. Like,
imagine being like in 20 years time, like you're just growing up, you're going on Wikipedia, Mike Tyson, it's like, oh my God, he had a pretty good career in his last fight, lost to
Jake Paul. Yeah.
It's like 30 years, it's like, what the fuck, that's 30 years after, is that a typo? Next minute.
It's not an official fight though, is it?
I don't know.
It's an exhibition, like it doesn't go on the record.
Probably be an
exhibition.
I'm sure Mike Tyson doesn't want a loss to Jake Paul.
He wouldn't get a fucking license to fight, surely. He's 57.
I don't know. Probably good. I don't know. So shout out. I'll be tuning in on July 20th for sure. I don't know what the
You'll see me anywhere else.
And then the actual boxing took place yesterday. AJ versus Ngannou card. We had a couple of little headlines on the undercard. We had Justice Hooney, the Aussie. He continued his unbeaten run, surviving a 10-round war, won by unanimous decision. Now looking, he'll fight in June against world title challengers Joe Joyce or Daniel Dubois, something along those lines, because I think he's moved in the top 15, so shout out there. Another bloke on the card, I think he was Kazakhstani, he's called out, him and Eddie Hearn, his promoter, called out Tim Zhu after they won to go 11-0-1. Joey Parker won by majority decision, and then the main event. You predicted the other side a while ago, actually. you thought Ngannou was going to fucking pump Joshua.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Didn't work out because round two absolutely collected. Yeah,
really, really good knockout.
Knocked him down twice before it too.
Yeah. I was listening to the write-ups, like, Ngannou's been knocked down. He's barely beat the count. He's back up now. He doesn't look good. I'm like, ooh.
Good tip.
Yeah, follow me for more. I should have put the Punters Club money on it.
Yeah, and then all the all the conspiracy theorists come out, which I think I and you said, like, after the fight about Tyson Fury, like, there's no way he trained for Ngannou. And I'm like, yeah, of course. You think Tyson Fury he's the fucking up there great conversation for the heavyweight.
Toe-to-toe
with Francis Ngannou. You really reckon he trained hard for that? When AJ's just come out and destroyed him in two rounds.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with those two. But didn't kick off till 3:30 local time over in Saudi.
Crazy, eh?
It's wild. I think it was, like, kicked off here at about 11 a.m.
And the card started at, like, 2 a.m. here.
Oh, really?
So if you woke up to watch the whole thing, you'd be fucked. You'd be buckled.
Because I remember Jai's fight in Saudi Arabia. That was, like, fucking 4 a.m., 5 a.m. And then this one didn't kick off, or 4-8, like our time, so fuck. I was just like, at least it was quick and easy. Didn't last very long. But the Aussie boxing scene, heating up over the next month or two. You got plenty of fights. You had one on Wednesday, which was, I think, a no limit. Obviously, Hooney yesterday. You got Sam Goodman fighting, I think, Mark Sleeves on Wednesday. And on that same card, I don't know if you've seen the build-up for it, Curtis Scott and Joey Leilua?
No, but fuck. Who wins this fight?
I think Curtis Scott, but fuck, I don't know. I don't know if Joey can throw him. They were getting into a back and forth. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before they had, like, the face off and Curtis Scott was laying into him about his footy career. He's like, you're fucking lazy. Anytime they did hard training at Canberra, you'd walk out, go leave Canberra HQ. He's like, who'd you hear that from? He goes, there's 40 other blokes there. He goes, fuck off, what do you think, I'm going to quit now? He goes, maybe.
Oh, God. Fuck, it's cringy.
Yeah, they're not, the shit, the fucking talking shit's not their go, but yeah. I don't know. Curtis Scott wants to be Cruiserweight Champ of Australia because he's not playing NRL anytime soon. I don't know. Apparently he can throw him, Curtis Scott. I don't know if Joey can throw him. I think he has had a fight, but I can't, to be fair, I don't fucking watch it.
Yeah. Fuck, good luck to him. It's another fight I won't be watching. You can put that on the Jake Paul undercard and I won't fucking watch it.
But yeah, you got Isaac Hardman, he's on that same night. You got Taylor Robinson, the female, she's fighting for, I believe, a world title, actually, Wednesday, 27th of March, and then Liam Wilson's the day before the Timmy Zoo card, which should be good, so plenty of boxing for the Aussies going on. UFC, you got the Stevie Ersin, I don't know if that's how you pronounce his last name, he fought last week, he continued his rise, he won again, I think it was a KO too, so walk off. So I think he's ranked top 10 now in the flyweight division or some bullshit. And then 299 today. Mm. I think the headline is Chito Vera versus O'Malley in a rematch. I think O'Malley would be the favourite as the champ to avenge his defeat against fucking Chito a while ago. I'm not too fucking keen on it. You're probably not either.
Nope.
There is an Aussie on the card, Jack Della Maddalena. He's fighting Gilbert Burns. He's the favourite. So hopefully he wins him. I think he'll go top 5 if he wins that. So if you're around and fucking listening to this today, fucking chuck it on if you want. Cost money or go to the pub. Tennis, little quick one. Shout out the Aussie battler, Jordan Thompson. He claimed he's made an ATP title and lost Kabos. That's definitely not right. And then done the double, winning with Maxi Purcell. Football, another horror miss in the A-League. Josh Nisbet.
Yep.
Any thoughts on it?
Yeah, it's that was pretty bad. The guy was not in the frame for so long and then just came out of nowhere. Nowhere. But in saying that, now we're on A-League chat, Nisbet's goal against the Jets to win the F3 derby.
I don't know if I saw it, actually. Was it outside the bar? It
doesn't matter.
Oh, Mariners just to win a derby.
Yeah, redemption.
We got the piece of road, baby.
So what, he's, yeah.
Greatest joke in the world.
He's what, 5'4", 5'?
He's fucking tiny. Yeah.
He's tiny. Does he have a good career overseas? Does his height hold him back? Does Arnold pick him in the Socceroos? Everyone's saying he's got to be picked in the Ruse.
Oh, really?
Like, his form in the A-League at the minutes. Like, he's probably the in-form player of the comp.
I think there was an article. He was only 24. I did read an article about him maybe 2 weeks ago. And there was, I think he went over to Europe when he was like 16, 15, and he got sent back because he just wasn't growing. So I think it held him back from like Europe, but like surely you give him a crack in the fucking like Aussie team. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Like, I guess it's like strength, I guess, because he's small, but like, what else does height really affect in soccer? Like, unless you're a striker or a defender.
But
like, he's a holding midfielder. Like, he just distributes the ball. Look, I haven't played soccer in a minute, but like, for me, 5'2".
What'd you play when you were?
Midfield, baby.
Nice, strong.
100%, left and right. I got it all.
Oof.
5'2", 160 centimetres, Penrith boy.
It's wild. It's wild. It's so, like.
Yeah, I'd fucking, you'd have to pick him, don't you? It sounds like he's been, like, the best, not the best,
he's been carving up.
For, like, a couple of seasons now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pick him fucking Graham. He'll win us a World Cup, probably. Messi's fucking small. Maybe Nisbet's our Messi.
If we don't win the next World Cup, it's because Arnie didn't pick Nizzy. And see that I'm on a nickname basis with the boys now.
Nizzy, yeah. Arnie and Yellow Nizzy. Army, baby. Matildas, they sealed their Olympic qualifications. Won dominantly 10-0 after winning 3-0, I believe. But she missed the match due to her injury. She's obviously been out, which we've talked about, but she made headlines. Sam Kerr for going to court for racially abusing a police officer.
What? I've only heard just garbage. What? Do you have an actual quote or what happened?
So apparently she, night out, threw up in a taxi, got into an argument about the fare paying or not, whether it was too expensive or she didn't want to pay at all. Cops got called, they rock up, and then I didn't see anything else other than the quote was, "stupid white bastard." Which, everyone, when it first popped off and they just saw Sam Kerr racial, everyone's like, "oh my God, this is fucking disgusting, get rid of her captaincy, get rid of her, she's a disgrace." And then this quote came out and everyone's like, "oh, that's fine." Which is interesting because I get it because it's both ways and it's tough to say, but like, if the shoe's on the other foot, what's the reaction like?
Yeah, for sure.
It's like even the Premier.
Oh, fuck.
So apparently a maximum jail of 2 years if she's found guilty, but she pled not guilty and I don't think she'll go to jail anyway, no matter what. But the New South Wales Premier got asked about it and got asked if it should be considered racism and he said no.
Oh, God.
It's like, I can't, how can you say it's not racism?
How could you? Like, it's not. Yeah, as a Premier, how do you have a comment on it? Just say no comment and move on.
Like, it's definitely racism because she used the word white.
Yeah.
Like, she's obviously, I don't know, is she Indigenous or just.
I'd say so.
Like, whatever she, like, she's not, or she might be Asian, I think. Actually, have a quick look. Oh, fucking Ash. Sam Kerr. Does it say. She's from East Fremantle. Oh, yeah, she's up fucking. That's right. Sisters with Dan Kerr.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I forgot about that. I just remembered. What is it? Professional. Born in Calcutta. There you go. Father was from Calcutta. Was born. Yeah, father, Calcutta. Oh, no, sorry, mum, Indian. They might fucking. Anyway, she's from. She's not fully Aussie, anyway. Bottom line. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to get too in-depth in it. I'm not too fast.
If Sam Kerr, she chose India to represent over Australia, do you reckon she'd be as big as Kohli?
Probably not because India sucks at soccer.
It's just cricket. Yeah. India sucks. It's a cricket factor. It's not,
I don't know. She's going to court again, I think, next year, but fuck, she didn't seem too worried. I think it's like, next year is the court hearing, but her legal team's going to try in like a month or two to get it thrown out for abuse of powers or something, which, I don't know. But, she wasn't too fast because after she had court in the morning and apparently she
was. I know it's March, hey? There's another fucking 9 months of this year. What is the court system like over there? White bastards.
Paul Pogba, he got a 4-year ban, testing positive to testosterone.
Yeah.
Come to the A League.
Nah, Nizzy will calm him.
Imagine him. Imagine Paul Pogba and Nizzy in the midfield. Oh, stop it. Usain Bolt up front. Turn the Mariners to glory.
Luis Garcia. He only came over when he was like 39 or something. He was actually very fucking good.
With Del Potro, when he came over at like 41, didn't he? Alessandro?
Nah, he was...
Or was he younger?
He was younger. Oh, he might have been like 37, 38 or something. But still, like, he was good as well.
Get him back. That's what we need, just fucking bums.
The three gun marquees, Del Piero, Shinji Ohno, and Emil Heskey. That was peak A-League. Peak A-League. And Matty Simon just ran fucking rings around all of them.
The woo-woo wizard, baby. And then the last little soccer thing I had, only on here because you're a fan. Sheffield United on track to concede 100 for the season.
They conceded another two this morning. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it was a 2-2 draw.
Strong.
Against points. The might of Bournemouth. So.
I couldn't. They're not the first team to concede 100. I did see another team, but they played like a 46-game season. So whether they concede 100, I don't know what they're at.
That's well within the... Well within the range, eh?
They're at 74 at the moment.
20, oh, that's easy.
10 games left. So what's 26? So 2.6 goals a game.
Yeah, that's easy. I don't think we've played City again.
Upcoming, United's been postponed. Fulham, Liverpool, Chelsea, Brentford, Burnley, Newcastle, Nottingham Forest, Everton, Tottenham. So have played City.
Okay, that's well
strong. I only lost 2-0 last time to them. Fucking 5-0 to Aston Villa, 5-0 to Brighton, 6-0 to Arsenal. Not even like Arsenal good, the other two. Not
wild,
huge,
mate. Absolutely wild.
So, yeah, shout out there.
Actually, Mariners, 4-0 against Adesia.
Yeah, good.
You had Knights Raiders on, Swans Melbourne. I was stuck there watching the fucking the interzonal leg one final.
Where was that?
Home it was at Gossie. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was there.
I should have gone down. Train was like, oh, that's why you left early.
That's why I left early. Fair enough. Yeah. I had to get there and get amongst the Yellow Army.
When do we play next?
Next week.
Against the same opponent?
Yeah, same opponent. So we've got to go to India to verse them. Up 4-0 in your first leg, do you just send your youth side and just say, boys, block it out? Do you send...
Park the bus.
Do you send your keeper, your defence, and then just send...
Just more defenders.
I mean, they're pretty high up there. Well, they're coming second in the A-League. There's a bit to play there. They play MacArthur today, which will be a tough game. And then you've got to fly pretty much straight over to India. They've had a lot of games in the last couple of weeks. Do they just say, boys, get over there.
Just don't lose.
Yeah, just don't lose 5-0.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe they do. Who is our coach at the moment? Manager?
Mark Jackson.
Is he Pom?
Yep.
Yeah. Shout out Mark Jackson. Leading the boys to glory back to back. Hopefully they fucking bring back the cum dog for a fucking just finals appearance.
Imagine that.
Strong.
Do you have to play 4 games to qualify?
No, I don't know. Surely not. Just fucking pay him. Pay him the bank. AFL, one on the local scene. A pair of Peel Thunder players in the Waffle caught punishment for behaviour at pre-season camp. One got suspended for a year for inappropriate sexual comment towards a woman involved with the club. And the other got a game ban for a separate cruel incident.
Wow.
Look, a year suspension has to be pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Lucky we didn't go on a preseason trip. There could have been some suspensions laid out.
Not from me or Lester. Keno even. Keno can hold his tongue, can't he?
Shout out the boys. And then a horror incident in the trials. Jimmy Webster.
Oh, that was so bad. What did you get?
7.
Yeah, fair. Fucking hell.
Laid the poor bloke out.
Fucking, like, I don't know what he's going for there. Like, he just said it's a split decision.
I don't know what it is with family members, because we'll get into the other one in the NRL, but Jimmy Webster's family came out on, like, Instagram or something and even, like, comments of, like shit stuff again, like, commenting... Not he deserved it, but like something along those lines, like a split decision or something like bullshit, just making
it
worse.
Hard. I don't know. It's hard, eh? Because the whole country is against your brother.
Yeah.
And you've had no media training, no nothing. You've got all these emotions sitting there and you're just like, fuck this. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but because I've thought about it, I'm like, why do these people do these things? Like, Why does Lenu's brother come out and do that shit? And like, they've had no media training, they've had no idea or no exposure to what they go through, and I think they just jump out with something custard.
So we'll see. Yeah, I don't know. 7 games, I think, dries out. And then the only other thing I had, round one, obviously, or round zero for the AFL kicked off. You had 4 games on. Swannies won. But the headline, Richmond got pumped yesterday.
Swannies were really good, by the way. Were they? Really good. Yeah, yeah.
Who did they beat?
Melbourne.
Oh, okay. Actually, that's right. Brody Grundy.
Brody, he played really, really good on
He's fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah, he just got in under his body. So they had like a highlights package of him, and ball gets bounced. He doesn't even look. He runs straight under Max Gawn's body and just restricts him from jumping.
Oh, really?
And played it to a T. Like it was and then Max Gawn getting around the ground. Every one of the Swans were trying to get into his ribs, make him sore and stuff. Like just nudge him. Just wear the big fella down.
Yeah.
Isaac Heaney played in the midfield.
So good.
And, yeah, I've always thought he was going to be a midfielder, but he just seems to get niggling injury after niggling injury. Sits up in the forward line. The other night, he was dominant. Dominant. Luke Parker to come back. I think he goes up to the to the forward line.
And Parker's the forward line.
Oh, he's so handy around goal. Swans are going to win it this year.
Mate, GWS. I saw that. Because they pumped.
Yeah,
pumped. They won by, like, 30-odd.
It's going to be rough for the Collingwood fans when they lose 2 opening weeks to 2 Sydney teams, because the Swans have got them next week.
Oh, really? At Sydney or?
It'll be down there. But it doesn't matter. They're fucking
Swans just on.
They're washed, yeah.
Colin. Fuck, you. I reckon they probably will have a hangover, eh? They seem like the type of club, just get one, like a little bit of success. It goes, maybe not to the gun players like the Dacosses, but I feel like they've just got that, I don't know, maybe it's just because of Maynard. I just feel like Maynard's just
Ruzzy.
Yeah, he's just
Ruzzy Dev.
He's got that thing about him. But the main headline out of the round one was Carlton, all the way back from 46 down to beat Lions at the Gabba. Their first loss there since 2022 August.
So I'm sitting there watching the rugby league, watching two teams put on a defensive masterclass. I don't give a shit about defensive masterclasses.
It was a fucking shit game.
I want to see tries. I want to see something. I want to see Eli Katoa score. And then at the end of the game, I was like, oh, man, I just endured that. And a mate messaged me and goes, please tell me you watched that AFL game. I was like, no, I didn't watch a second of it. And he goes, it was unbelievable. And I looked and I was like, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
I watched Melbourne Storm score 8 points. It's going to be the Mariners' 2-legged score against Adesia. And,
yeah,
a thriller's on the other channel.
Mate, you gotta go to the split screen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on me. That's not on Melbourne or Panthers. That's on me.
But the NRL, we had Mitch Kenny got suspended for the first game for his Boxing Day post. Was allowed to play the World Club Challenge, however. Interesting there.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was very confused.
Why Mitch Kenny wasn't there?
Yeah. Well, he might not get a run. Sonny Luke.
Scored a try, disallowed. And Luke Somerton.
Yeah.
Fucking, they need something. They were disgusting, Penrith. Luciano got charged with low-level drink driving, but he did not inform the Cowboys before making the move to the Dragons. So got done for 2 games, but the Dragons got it reduced to 1. So he should be back next week. And then Vegas headlines. Kenny versus Buzz got over it over the NRL trying to crack the US market. I don't know exactly. I couldn't give a fuck about the debate, but it was just the headline that popped up. You've got to, I don't know who's on which side, but I'm on the side, whatever was trying to at least make an attempt to crack the market.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Talking to Ryan throughout the week, more thrilling content. He was saying only 61,000 people watched it in the States.
Yeah, TV apparently.
Yeah.
But then I saw, they were like, that's not entirely accurate because it doesn't count for multiple TVs in homes and like bars and shit like
that. Yeah, I was going to say, that was going to be my question. Is it 61,000?
I think it's just TV or households.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, like,
it's not enough.
Yeah, I can't imagine multiple people were watching the NRL in a household. If you're watching it, you're watching it on one. There wasn't, like, 2 games on the same time.
Yeah.
The only thing would be, like, bars. But, like, then again, bars you can't really add in anyway because, like, it's on. People just go, oh, fuck, what's that? Oh, NRL, you're sick.
Yeah, true.
So, I don't know. We'll see how that is. Cooper Johns, he told a little story about his time in Vegas. Almost got done by, I don't know what it was. It was So him and his missus and a mate, they're in like a limo or something, and they were in, got in this limo with two other people, and this bird was like, I need to go to the toilet, can I go up into your room? And he was pissed apparently. He's like, oh yeah, sure, if you need to take a shit, you need to take a shit. But then his friend and girlfriend were like, no, no, no. And apparently it's like a scam. They go up there, they blackmail him or something. Like, it's like they get the bloke who they're with. He knocks on the door, barges in and goes, oh, and accuses you of like trying to buy this girl, like prostitution, and try and blackmail that way to get you out. Whether it was happening or not, Cooper was like, oh, no, I thought she was into me. So shout out there. There was a few fucking good, the Johns boys, fucking, they're a family I'd love to get on the piss with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But the results, Manly rolled the Bunnies.
Actually, no, I'm off the piss.
Until next week. No.
Probably.
I've been off the piss since that. Off the piss since then. But I'm also working this weekend, so. The results, Manly rolled the Bunnies 36-24, and the Roosters outlasted the Broncos 20-10. Not too much on the game, apart from, as we alluded to earlier, Spencer Lee knew. It was allegedly at the start, because he caught it, and then after the game he was like, nah, nothing, it's all fun and games when we're on the field, not worried about it at all. Then confronted Mann, Carrigan and Staggs at the hotel afterwards, and then flew home, and then, like, Wednesday, I think, apologised.
Yeah, yeah, just not.
One of the all-time fuck-ups.
That's why he's a front rower, I guess. Not real smart, not much between the ears.
He tried to apologise, do, like, a face-to-face. Ezra's like, no thanks.
Yeah.
Apparently his mum's, like, very heavily into the Indigenous culture, like, started some deadly choices up in Queensland. So I don't think that would be, apology would be accepted.
Yep.
But I said, not too much between those two. I said, Ezra's apparently upset, but understandable. The big talking point out of it, Latrell v. Chock Mundine. Have you seen that?
Nah.
Chock Mundine started it. He goes, the monkey remark was not racism. When two brothers are black or brown, fellas, you can slur each other. You got to take it on the chin. That was that Chock Mundine. Latrell went back on Instagram. This is what our people get told to do and continue to get told, be quiet, fall in line. And then my team went at him for his performance. He goes, you've been underperforming far too long and been lucky to have Cody by your side to hold your hand.
Fuck.
It's hilarious, the little back and forth there, but it's funny because you're like Hume. And have you seen Hopper? Hopper's been going off too.
Yeah, Ryan was trying to tell me something about Hopper, but I've completely wiped Ryan's opinion from my life. So I said, you'll have a real shit take on this. How long do you think Lenny will get? And he goes, I have no idea. I said, that's smart. That's a really good answer. I go, I thought you were going to say something shit. And he goes, nah, I was going to say that his contract would get deregistered. I'm like, you really? Said something smart and then you said something really stupid, Ryan. Come on.
Fuck, I'll see if I can find his Instagram. But he posted, fuck, where is it? John. He posted like a, I don't know if it was a meme or some bullshit, and it was, oh, here we go, The Surgeon. His Instagram handle's The Surgeon 5555 because of the finger up the bum.
Fuck.
But this is what he posted.
Oh my God.
So Hopper's posted that. I don't think he had a caption on it or something, but. Maybe he did. Oh, spot the difference. And
far out.
I saw this pop up, and it could be an, I don't know if it's an accidental like, but Homoli Oluquatu has liked the Hopper post.
Is there nothing coming out about that?
I haven't heard anything mainstream. It popped up on a Facebook group, Punters and Dribblers, which is a pretty big group, but I don't know, accidental like. But it's been up for since last night because I had a look last night as well. Just double check it was true and not photoshopped and still up there. So I don't know if he's accidentally liked it or something, but yeah, John Hopper. Oh, and then he's got, what did he say? John's in the same camp. A black guy calls another black guy a monkey and it's racism. Someone please explain to me how this is racism. Was his Instagram catching with a photo of Spencer? So you got Hopper and Anthony Mundine, clearly in the non-racism camp, which to me it's the same as the Steam Kerr. Like, it's a cut. Like, I know they're not, like, they're not from the same culture or whatever. Like, of course, it's still racism. Racism's racism.
Yeah, 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 but, yeah.
We'll see what comes out of it. He's going to get suspended on Tuesday. I was picking 6 weeks, but I heard 8 to 12 was the range I heard most recent.
Yeah, right. I thought 8, but I don't know. It's a tough one. Ryan said never to play in the NRL again. So.
Well, that's what Latrell wants.
Oh, really?
No, I think Latrell wanted full season, but then I don't know if it was Latrell or maybe another player, though. Like, you should be suspended for the rest of his career. Like, if fans did that, they'd get suspended for the rest of their lives from attending games. I was like, it's a little bit different, but yeah, I don't know. So we'll see what happens there. And then the reactions about Vegas. Lula said it. There's about 60,000 on TV, and then Fox Sports interviewed people at the game, and they're all positive, but I don't know if that was just Fox Sports making that up or whether.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It sounded like most of the people were Aussies or mates of Aussies who were like, took them to the game.
Yeah.
I don't think there was just a random, like, oh my God, what's this? Let's go watch that. Yeah. Makes sense. No one gives a fuck. We'll see how it goes. As I said, it's a 5-year plan. We'll see if it makes inroads year on year. And then round one of the NRL, plenty of upsets. Not too much to really talk about. I said there's been upsets for Glor. The only thing I had was that Storm Panthers game, the Jerome Luai obstruction.
Nah, crap.
Oh, fuck. Nah. Shouldn't be?
Nah.
Yeah, I don't know the rule exactly, but, like, he didn't obstruct him.
No.
Like, his arm. He reached out his arm and it grazed fucking the lead runner.
Yeah, it's crap. It's crap.
I didn't mind it because, fuck, I was hoping Nathan Cleary done something. The dog, instead it was Jerome Lawrence, Sonny fucking Luke.
Yeah, but Talon May, line so break, good. Try assist.
Fuck, yeah, that would have been nice. Should have fucking captained him.
Also, Huddy Young should not have been sent for 10 for Knock and Ponga. Where the fuck is he meant to go?
I think it was more because he, like, pushed him down, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's sort of, like, running, looks up and goes, damn, he's right there. I think it's more of a brace, like, push off and then just go, yeah.
I think you got 10 because he contacted the head, which that's just the NRL these days. Any little head contact to the head is automatic.
Shit. Okay, then why didn't Ponga go off? He's a bloke with concussion history.
Yeah, that's what I'll say.
He stayed on, yeah.
I know heaps of people had him captain. I was like, please go off.
I had him captain, but I'm like, that's just crap.
But then there was one yesterday. Fuck, what game was it? There was a game yesterday where someone had, like, a similar situation, like, pushed it, and, like, they only got put on report. I can't remember who it was or what game, but, yeah, I don't know. NRL, it's back, baby. Plenty of talking points moving forward.
Dragons, going to win the comp.
They didn't look too bad. Titans, I think, are shit, to be fair.
Yeah, that's fair, yeah.
I don't know who the Dragons play the next week or two, but I think the Dragons, it won't be Wooden Spoon. I think they'll be, like, that sort of 13 to 9 range.
Yeah.
I think the Titans are just dog shit. Their halves, no offense, Tanner Boyd, but you're not the guy.
No.
Kieran Foran may improve him slightly, but, like, he's fucking mid-30s.
Yeah.
Injury prone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got Bo Firma. Hopefully, fucking he comes back and just puts Bo Firma for fucking points.
I don't have him, so.
My team's dog shit anyway. Move on. Supercoach, maybe we do a segment next week because fuck. Actually, no, probably not. I'm off it. Supercoach is shit. And then the thoughts and some Abudjarala. So a couple of thoughts I had. So obviously, February 29th happened this year, leap year. Would you rather have your birthday on Feb 29th and you can only celebrate on that day? So every 4 years you can celebrate your birthday. But whenever you celebrate, like, whatever you want, like, you can go boat party, you can have whatever you want, whatever you ask for every 4 years, or just a regular normal birthday every year?
Every 4 years.
Down there every 4 years?
Yep. Probably not when I was younger, I wouldn't have picked that, but definitely now. I don't give a shit about my birthday.
What ages would you pick? Would you go, like, four, like your 40th or your 30th or 20th, or, like, when you're 18? 18's, like, that first year you want to celebrate and then go from there.
Yeah, no, 18. Because then I get 30 in as well.
Yeah.
And I miss 40. Yeah.
Fuck 40.
Yeah, fuck 40.
Yeah, I'd probably go the 4 years. Just because, like, fuck, your birthday's not that big anyway once you get.
Yeah.
Like, to be fair, it's never really been, but, like, we'd go somewhere. But, like, now I just go to the pub.
Like, yeah, yeah, crazy. Yeah.
And then the other one, I don't, this is just driving along.
Actually, your birthday was great last year. It was the night I met Paddo. Changed my life.
Get him back, baby.
I miss him.
He messaged me actually last week on the bar because I asked him about the punters. He's like, I think he didn't even reply. He just goes, Butch Hotel. I go, nah, I'm on a box. just randomly.
Fuck, if you told me that, I would have left the bus.
Yeah. And then the other one I had on a job site. I've never been on one, so you might have a little bit. Who carries the traffic sign? Is it a rookie or someone who's just fucking useless?
It's a traffic controller.
Oh, do they not? Is it not just a worker, is it?
No.
There's really?
Someone employed to do that.
What, stop and go yeah. sign?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck. For the most part, some of them are just like, yeah, you get your apprentice out there, like the real rough sort of sites. But anyone that I work on, like all through Gosford and stuff, they're, you do a ticket, you do a course, you are employed as a traffic controller.
Because I was driving past Wurwur the other day just before going up that hill, and both the were two chicks.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if they're like, just because they're like, fuck you sort of thing, like, or if they're newbies.
Nah. So, yeah, or chicks love it. Heaps of foreigners. So there's a traffic control company in Sydney owned by an Irish guy who just employs the backpackers, employs them for, I think I might get this wrong, but 59 days, so you don't have to pay super.
Oh,
after 60, and he just rotates through them, and they're on like if they want to stay, you'll pay the super and all the rest. Yeah. But most of them will just get cashed up and cruise on. And
how long does it take to do the course?
Oh, it's like a day course or a 2 day course or something.
What do they teach you? Stop.
There's good money in it too. Like, yeah, it's like I went to help on a job in Sydney, set up some cones and stuff, and the chick's like, "Please don't. There's like a method to this." Like, no, there's fuck off. No, there's not.
There you go.
My scaffold falls. These cones aren't helping any of this.
And then the couple would you rather's I had. Would you rather never get a cold ever again or never be stuck in traffic ever again?
Stuck in traffic.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of that. I hate traffic. I'll take the 10 minutes extra if I stay away from traffic. I'll go the back way if I can avoid traffic.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Sick? Yeah, not too fast. Cold's fucking simple.
Yeah.
Fucking couple days.
Even having a cold doesn't rule my day, but if some dickhead's in front of me, like, I know we've had freeway chat before, but fucking stick to the left, hey. I'm doing 140 and I don't care. And
yeah, freeway traffic's the fucking worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other one was, would you rather fart every time you meet someone new or burp every time you kiss someone?
Fart.
Yeah, I think.
Easy fart. Bit of an icebreaker. Yeah, mate, that's me. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the fart's probably the play. Just
is it at the handshake or the hug?
You would, yeah, I assume, yeah, because that's when you meet someone. Because you wouldn't be, I guess it wouldn't be, unless it's every time you lay eyes on them, because imagine going to a pub, you haven't seen, you're just letting it off as you go up the stairs every time you see someone new. But I assume it's when you, like, shake hands or hug someone. It's just a good icebreaker, but would they, you'd probably lose a lot of people because, man, you're the worst.
Good. I don't need those people in my life.
Anything from you?
Nah, I got nothing.
Strong. That's baby. That's done and dusted. Nice. Fucking almost an hour, baby. Fucking ridiculous. 2 weeks to catch up on. See you next week. 95. Hopefully Bowers makes an appearance. Oh, mate. At this stage, I might have to make the trip up to Maryville just to get him out.
That door's unlocked.
We'll see you next week, baby. 5 stars.